This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. At approximately 4:29 p.m. on January 1st, a Price County deputy conducted a traffic stop on State Highway 13 near Grunewald Road. During the stop, the passenger of the stopped vehicle gave the deputy a false name, then fled on foot into the woods. It was the driver of the vehicle that gave the real name of the person who fled. It turns out that person had 5 warrants, one of which was a felony. The deputy then requested assistance from other deputies, the Park Falls Police Department, and K-9 Dixon. Dixon then tracked the person through the woods and the swamp for approximately 2.5 miles, and the person was then located and taken into custody without incident. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
According to an annual Hunger Atlas report by the nonprofit group Hunger Free America, more than 300,000 Wisconsin residents didn't have enough to eat over 2 one-week periods in August and September of 2024, which is 43% more than in August and September of 2021. According to the USDA's food insecurity data, which is a different way of measuring food hardship analyzed by Hunger Free America, 634,834 Wisconsin residents, which is 10.9%, were found to live in food insecure households between 2021 and 2023, which includes 15.2% of children in the state, 9.4% of employed adults, and 5.8% of older Wisconsin residents. The report includes detailed public policy recommendations at the federal level, state, and city levels, including reauthorizing the child tax credit and expanding the EITC for low-income working people, ensuring that the Farm Bill strengthens and doesn't cut SNAP and other food assistance programs, ensuring full funding for WIC, processing all SNAP applications within the required 30 days, and increasing school breakfast participation by ensuring all schools provide in-classroom breakfast to all first-period classes. The full Hunger Atlas report, Aid Denied Hunger Increased, is available on Hunger Free America's website. Enrollment for affordable health care is open now. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. I got to tell you, he set a tone, started the game with his passing. That, you know, it's funny, we were talking about how well he passed, but I thought that just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy, and, you know, the mindset that you have going into the next week. So, you know, we got to just fix the mindset, 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Golden Globes are in the books. The show honors the best of both TV and film from around the world. Nikki Glaser was the night's MC and got mostly favorable reviews and good laughs, like when she told Timothy Chalamet she loves his eyelashes on his upper lip. Some of the award winners include Jeremy Allen White, who won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for The Bear for the second year in a row. Jean Smart took home the prize in the same category for Best Actress in Hacks. When it comes to film, the big winners were The Brutalist and Emilia Perez. Zoe Saldana nabbed the Best Supporting Actress for her role in Perez, and Adrian Brody was named Best Actor for The Brutalist. Demi Moore won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy in The Substance, and it was Sebastian Stan who won Best Actor in the same category for his role in A Different Man. Award season is officially underway. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over $8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds today and a high in the mid-teens. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of 0 to 5 above. And partly sunny for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs low 20s. Right now, it's zero.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.